Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Yoreh Deah, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Trumas Umaisrois, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Beis. We dedicate the learning today, Leilui Nishmas, Tuvia B'Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchok, whose yahrzeit is today on the 24th of Adar, Sheni, and Leilui Nishmas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Nosson Yaakov, Harini Kaporos Mishkovoi. We gave the introduction in the previous year from chapter 46 in Likutei Moran, which was about Mechoas Kapayim Betfila, clapping hands. Rabbi Nizal quoted from the Arizal that the hand, the word Yad, represents Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which in simple form has four letters, Yud Hei and then Vav Hei. And when we fill out the letters the way we pronounce it, Yud Vav Dalet Hei Aleph, then it becomes 10 letters. So the word Yad is Marames to Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. And we spoke about the right hand, the left hand, and bringing them together, a concept of three hands. Three times Yud Kei Vav Kei was Bigimatria 72. And we said that these three Yud Kei Vav Keis are Mamtik, the three Elikims of the Goroin. The Goroin is the throat. And the Sifrei Kabbalah explained the throat is a place of constriction, very narrow, tight, a lot of pipes going on in there. And these three Yud Kei Vav Keis are where a mamtik sweeten the three Elikims when we clap hands during tefillah. And Rabbi Nizal there also quoted the two psukim, Nafshi Bechapi Samed, my soul is in my hands, V'soyroscha loy shachachti, and I have not forgotten your Torah. The first letters of V'soyroscha loy shachachti, Shin Lamed Vav, are Bigimatria, three Yud Kei Vav Keis plus three Elikims. And Rabbi Nizal there also quoted a pasuk, Shelov Hoyisi Vayifar Pareni, I was at peace, and you Hashem crumbled me, Chas V'Shalom. And again, this word Shelov, peace, is the three Yud Kei Vav Kei sweetening the three Elikims. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take this into our topic of eating and Trumas and Maisrois. Paragraph Beis, V'chol HaTorah Tluya Bazeh, the entire Torah is dependent on and related to this concept, meaning, Ki Klal Mitzvois HaTorah Hulahamtik Dinim, the learning and fulfillment of all the mitzvahs of the Torah is all about us sweetening any judgments, chas v'shalom, any midas hadin. Ki kol achizas hasetrach rav hayetzahara humidinim kayadua. Because as the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, the sitrachra means other side. The other side, the tumah, the yetzahara, they draw from the other, from the left side, which is dinim. Shehem nechozim nisitra desmola. They are attached to the left side. V'chol ha-toira v'amitzvois heim levatel achiza sadinim. And the Hashem is giving us the Torah and all of its mitzvois is to give us the ability to eliminate the midas hadin, lahamtik hadin, to sweeten the din hanechaz b'smoil, which is connected to the left side, ula achlala smola b'yamina, and to merge together, to fold in the left side into the right side, where it becomes sweetened and corrected. V'zeh b'chinas trumos u'maisrois. And this is related to our observance of the giving truma to the Kohen, then meiser to the Levi, and then the Levi from his meiser giving a tenth to the Kohen, trumas meiser. Shetzrichin tchilo litein truma l'Kohen. Step one is to give truma to the Kohen, 2% approximately. V'achar kach meiser l'Levi. After that, we separate 10% and give it to the Levi. And then after that, the Levi goes ahead and takes off a meiser from his meiser, which is called Trumas Meiser, and gives it to the Kohen. Because when we talk about giving something, giving, you give with your hands. bechinas tzedakah. As in all cases of tzedakah charity, bechinas posoyach tiftach es yod chaloi, as the pasuk says, open your hand to the poor person. Validation noisnim elu hashalosh matonis truma umaiser trumas maiser, and through the giving of these three gifts, alidezeh misaknin bechinas yadayim. Through this, we effect a tikkun for the hands. Ki truma lakoyein ze bechinas yagimin shu chesed bechinas koyein isha chesed. The truma that we give to the koyein corresponds to the right hand, which represents chesed, and we know that the koyein is referred to as isha chesed. V'achar kach ma'aser le'levi ze bechinas yad smol shu sitra de'levoi shu bechinas smol dikdusha kayadua. Afterwards, when we give the ma'aser to the levi, that represents the left hand, which is the aspect of Levi who represents the holy left, the Gvura of Kedusha, Kayadua, as is known in the Zohar HaKadosh. V'achar kach tzrichin ha-Levi'im lachzor v'litein trumas ma'aser. And then the Levi has to give from his ma'aser, he has to give a gift back to the Kohen. K'dei she-hasmoil yenichlal b'yemen, in order to thereby be able to merge the left, connect the left to the right. Shezehu iker tikkun hamtoka. And this is the real accomplishment of hamtoka sadinen. Bechinas hischabrus hayodayim, the joining together of the hands. Nimtza shenasim v'nistaknim al yidei sholosh matonos elu, bechinas sholosh hayodayim kanal. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we're showing that through these three gifts, we're making a tikkun for the three hands. V'heim mamtikin sholosh shelikim shebagorim. And these three yodayim, which represent three times yudke vavke, are able to sweeten the three elikims of the throat. Shemehem kol hadinim. It's from those three elikims that all the different judgments and harshness comes forth. Shezer anutzrichen lahamtik. Mehatvua, and we need to sweeten the negativity, the midas hadin, from the grains. Lohitzio mikil la'asot. A person would say, 1 minute, how did any midas hadin go on to the grain? The answer is, when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem issued 39 curses, 10 to Adam, 10 to Chava, 10 to the snake, and 9 to the ground. Arura ha'adama bavurecha. So the produce that comes from the ground has this curse upon it. Lohitzio mikilalas odom arishon, in order to take the grain and the produce out of the curse that was given at the time of odom arishon, sheniskalalo ha'adoma bavuroi, whereby the ground, the earth, was cursed because of odom arishon. V'chol achizas haklolois. And behold, the effect of these curses is coming from the Midas Hadin that's associated with the Goron. V'yalkein ikra haklolo hoyo binyan huachila. And this explains why the main effects of that curse affected what we eat. K'moshe, as the pasuk says, be'itzavoin toichalena. With depression, with difficulty, you will eat, you'll earn your livelihood. Bezeya sapecha toich alechem. With your sweat, you'll eat bread, showing that the curses went on the food. Ki ha'achilo hi sviras hagorim. Because the eating is what satisfies the throat. Utzrichin Yisroel koidem achilas halechem abo mi'atvua lahamtik hadinim shebegorim. And we, the Jewish people, before we're able to eat bread that's made from these grains, we have to sweeten the dinim of the throat, sheshom ho achilo vasvia, which is where the eating, the food goes into, and the satiation, al yedei hasholosh yadayim hanal, through the three, by activating the three hands, which means the three yudke vavkes. Al kein zrichen liten shloish matanos anal. That's why we give these three gifts. Shalideze mamshichen hashlosh yadayim anal, by which we're able to draw the light from the three hands. Lahamtik mehatrua hadinim shebegorim, and thereby sweeten from the grains the midas hadin which originates in the goroin. Sheshom hasviya vachila, and again the throat is where the food goes into, and that's where the sviya, the satiation is. Paragraph gimel. V'al kein nismach parsha zois shalnesinas trumo maisa v'chol matnos kahuna leparshas koirach. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand why this mitzvah of separating Truma and Meiser and Truma's Meiser is written next to the story of Korach. Hoyo Iker Pegam Korach, Shecholak al Aaron Akoyen, Ubo La Achlefo Smola Biamina, Kamisha Isa Bezoirakodish. The Zoirakodish explains what was Korach's mistake, what was Korach's sin. Korach wanted to switch the left and the right. He wanted the left to be superior over the right. He, as a Levi, wanted to be superior to Aaron HaKohen. Ki Aaron hoyo kohen isha chesed b'chinas yemin, v'Korach hoyo Levi b'chinas smol, v'chol tikunoi hoyo shienichlal bi'Aaron HaKohen b'chinas yemin. The entire tikun of Korach was to become subservient and connected to Aaron HaKohen, who is the right. Sheze b'chinas kol ha-tikunim. This is what all the tikunim are all about. Shekol tikun ha-olamos tolui bazeh. The complete tikun of all the worlds that Hashem has created are all dependent on this concept of the left becoming subservient to and merged into the right. The Korach machmas gasusoi rotzo lehizgaber al Aharon, and Korach, because of his arrogance, wanted to rise above Aharon, lahagbir smoil al yemin chas v'shon, and thereby make the left stronger than the right chas v'shon, to strengthen the left over the right. V'al kein hoyo koifer b'chol ha-toyra kula, and this is why the Shulchan Kodesh makes a statement that Korach denied, was in denial of the entire Torah. Ki kol ha-Torah tluya bazeh, because the entire Torah is based on this concept of la'achlelo smola b'yamina. We are always trying to make the left subservient to the right and merge the left into the right thereby. When it comes to putting on one's shoes, first put on the right, then the left. Putting on clothing, there are many examples. Washing hands, the right first and then the left. And Korach wanted to try to bring about the opposite, where the left would be over the on top of the right. Alkein, achar parshas Korach, nemru parsha hanal shel truma, etc. And this is why, after the story of Korach, that's when Hashem gives us this mitzvah of truma and meiser, kalideze mesaknen bechinas shalosh hayadayim hanal. Because as we explained earlier, through these three gift offerings, we make a tikkun for the three hands, the right hand, the left hand, and the joining together. Shalidezeh nimtokin kol hadinim. That results in sweetening all aspects of midas hadin, v'nichlal smoil b'yamin, and the left becomes merged and subservient with the right. Shezeh b'chinas tikkun kol ha'olamos. And that's the tikkun for all of the worlds. Klal kol ha-Torah kula. That's really what the entire Torah is all about. Shezehu ha-hepech mipegam Korach, which is the opposite of the sin that Korach committed. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us a chiddush of his own, a beautiful chiddush, to make this even clearer. V'zeh shedikdiko ha-Torah b'parshas trumois kadogon min ha-goyren v'chamaleo min ha-yekev. And this is why the Torah specifically mentions two examples regarding trumas and maisros. It says, as you will separate these gifts from the grains in your warehouse, V'chamaleya, and from the produce of your yekev, of your vineyards. Goyren v'yekev merames al tikkun hanal. These two words that are used there in the Torah allude to the tikkun that we're speaking about over here. Shenem tokin elokim shebegorin al yidei shem havaya baruch hu. Whereby we're sweetening the negativity, the midas hadin in the goroin, through the yud kei vav kei. Goyren, bechinas goroin hanal. The word goyren is the same letters as the word goroin. Shenimtak alidei shem havayana, which we learn gets sweetened through Hashem's name yud kei vav kei, sheze bechinas yekev, which is what's found in the term yekev, Shehi oisiois shem yaboy kamuva b'ksovim. The word yekev is the same letters as the name yaboik, Hashem's name yaboik, which is the combination shu bigematria havaya elokim kayadua, which is the numerical value of yud ke vav ke and elokim. Hainu shem havaya mamtik hadinim shel shem elokim. In that name of Hashem Yaboik, when we're combining yud kei vav kei and elokim, it's in order that the kindness of yud kei vav kei should overpower and sweeten the judgment, the negativity in elokim. Just like we find this name Yaboik merumas in several different psukim, the pasuk Ya'aneinu v'yoim koreinu, may Hashem answer us, answer our prayers on the day we call out to Him. The first letters are Yaboik. Also, the beginning of that chapter, Yancho Hashem b'yoim tzara, Yud Yud Beis Tzadik, is also bigematria Yaboik. Remember, Yancho is a Yud. Then Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, another Yud, B'yoyim Tzor, Beis and Tzadik. The Yud and the Tzadik give you that Kuf, 10 and 90. So these are places where this name of Hashem is being activated, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, overpowering, sweetening the Elokim. Shezeo Bechinas Sholev. This is the term Sholev that we mentioned earlier in the beginning of this halacha. Shehu Sholesh Po'omim Yaboik. Sholev is bigematria three times Yaboik. Dahainu, Sholesh Pomim Havaya, the Sholesh Pomim Likim. It's three times Yud Kei Vav Kei that are overpowering and sweetening the three times Likim. The Shoyresh Haham Toko, Ushem Yaboik. And the sword, the foundation of this sweetening of the three Likims by the three Yud Kei Vav Keis is this name Yaboik, which is Shehu Havaya Elokim, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim, Bechinas Yekev, which is that term Yekev, which is a vineyard. Shemamtik Bechinas Goyren. The Yekev is the sweetening of the Goyren.
Morning, Rav Nosson. A question regarding giving priority to the right side. Sometimes it's obvious that the right side is being given priority, and sometimes it's less obvious. For example, I see when people open the Aron, sometimes they go from right to left, and sometimes honor the right by going from left to right when they open it. And it, sort of there are different customs to honor the right, and sometimes it's more explicit in halacha, like picking up the Nagel Vasa, putting it with your right, giving it to the left. How do we sort of standardize the honoring the right?
The answer is it's not completely standard. I believe there's a sefer that came out not long ago listing all of these examples, number one, and showing, for example, a left-handed person. How do they deal with this? There are some times that the left-handed person, his left hand is called the right. And when the Torah says, put it in your, do it with your right, he has to do it with his left hand, and sometimes not. I don't know of a formula that we could give that'll say if you follow this formula, you'll know always which to do. It's a matter of a person learning. Regarding the opening of the Aron Kodesh, I'd like to ask about that because I'd like to hear if that's mentioned anywhere. You know, if it's mentioned in a sefer, how it should be done. I've seen it usually being done, you know, from the right side, but I'd like to check on that.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure. Question in the chat. What's the difference between Chet Odom Rishon and the sin of Korach? Both were an aspect of strengthening the left side. The answer is all sins. Rav Nosson Zal told us that the entire Torah is really all about this. It's about a realization that there's a concept of a right and a left, and our mission is to see to it that the right should overpower the left, and the left should be merged into the right with the right on top, that concept. Husband and wife, all kinds of different examples. There are different variations of this. They're not all the same, obviously. Korach, we're told, was a min, an apikoiris, and other very harsh terms that are used. Adam HaRishon was a complete neshama, meaning he was a composite of all the neshamas put together. Korach wasn't. Korach was a Levi. There are definitely differences between the two. But on a certain general level, Rav Nosson Zal told us this is what the whole Yiddishkeit is all about. It's about recognizing that there's a right and a left, and the best way that they can operate is when the left is merged into and subservient to the right. Paragraph Dalit.
Rav Nosson.
Yes.
Rav Nosson. And lefty, I feel this idea is basic rule. Anytime the significance, the need for to do it with the right hand, or the need to do it with the right hand, then the lefty is going to do it with the right hand. But when it's the left, then he does it with the left hand. Like, for example, the person holds secretary when he's sitting, he doesn't have to hold it on the right shoulder. He can hold it on the left shoulder because he's a stronger hand.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, Shver. Paragraph Dalid. V'zeh goydel mailas mitzvahs hatzdoko sheshkula kekola terakula. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand the incredible benefits of the mitzvah of tzedakah, which the Torah compares to the entire Torah. The Torah is called the tzedakah. Utzedakah tihi elonu ki sishmar. It'll be considered a tzedakah for us if we observe the Torah. The ikar hatzedakah litein la'oni hogun. And the best fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzedakah is when it's being given to a poor person who really deserves it. Ki hamomoin bechinas smoil, because money is generally associated with the left side. Kama shekosuv bismoila oishev kavoy. We have the pasuk oirech yomim biyamina ubismoila oishev kavoy. Long life on the right, and wealth and honor on the left. Ukishenoisin memoinoi shibchinas smoil. And when a person gives their money, which is represents the left side, to a tzaddik who is really serving Hashem properly, who is all right, such a tzaddik is leaning all the way to the right. Bechinas oirech yomim biyamina, as the pasuk says, long life on the right side. This is one of the ways that we're merging together the left into the right, shehu klal kol hatikunim, which is what all tikunim are really all about. Alkein ho'ikar litein stoka bekavanazu, and therefore this is the most important intent that a person should have when they're giving stoka, kedei lehiskarev ulehiskasher lahatzadike yemes. That I'm giving this tzedakah to help me come close to and become attached to true tzaddikim. Shehein bechinas koilo yamina. The true tzaddikim are the ones who are all the way to the right. They're super connected to the right side. Ki kol ma shehat tzaddik gotol biyoser, hu nichlal biyamin yoser. Because the higher level at tzaddik we're talking about, the more that tzaddik is connected to the right side. We always say in Sifrei Kabbalah, the higher up you go on the ladder, the more chesed, the more kindness it is. Ad sheyesh tzaddikim b'nei aliyah, shehein masigin oiraisa datika stimo. v'nichlalim sham, to the point where there are tzaddikim who are on such an incredible high level that they achieve the highest level Torah, the deepest secrets of Torah, v'nichlalim sham, and they connect over there. Shesham koila yamina v'les tamon smol, whereby the Zohar Kodesh tells us on that level, up there, there is no left. There's only right. As the Zohar Kodesh speaks about this in the Idra. And when a person gives tzedakah to tzaddikim of that caliber, and to those who are attached to those tzaddikim, v'chol kavanosoi, and the person's entire intent in giving the tzedakah, be'emes b'shvil kiyum ha-Torah, is really to fulfill the Torah, kedei lehikolo b'yamin, in order to thereby become connected to and part of that right side, alidei zeh oise tikun godol. This accomplishes a major, major accomplishment. V'nechshav kielu kim kol ha-Torah kula. And the Gemara says that by fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah properly, it's considered as if a person fulfilled the entire Torah. Ki nichlal b'mamoinoi shubchinas smoil, nichlal imoi b'chinas yamin. Because the person with his money, which is associated with the left side, is merging together into the right. Shezehu klal kol hatikunim, which is what all the tikunim of the entire Torah are really all about. Interesting to note that in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbi Elazar speaks about coming close to and becoming attached to the tzaddik, there's three parts he speaks about there. Part 1 is coming to the tzaddik and seeing the tzaddik. Part 2 is giving tzedakah to the tzaddik and the things that are related to him. And part 3 is the vidui dvorim, a person really opening themselves up and revealing to the tzaddik all the things that need correction in the person, etc. Interesting that we're learning about this now. We're getting ready for Pesach. Next week is Rosh Chodesh Nisan on Tuesday. Monday is Erev Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur Katan. And this is one of the big ones because Nisan is called Rosh Chodeshim, Nisan and Tishrei. Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 49 in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal shows us from the Zohar Kodesh that Nisan and Tishrei are the two pillars of the year. The entire month of Nisan is unique. The entire month, we're not saying Tachnun. The entire month is considered like Rosh Chodesh. And we're told that the Geulas Mitzrayim was in Nisan, and the Geula, the redemption that we're waiting for, is scheduled to be in Nisan. And the Gemara says that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there were 10 crowns that were given. That's when the Mishkan was put up. And we know it's Rabbeinu Zal's birthday, the day that Rabbeinu Zal was born, entered the world. Incredible things, and the laws of Nisan, the laws of the month of Nisan and Pesach begin with the fact that because we have the mitzvahs of the holiday of Pesach, matzois and wine and other mitzvahs, there's a special campaign for Kimcha de Pischa or Mois Chitim, it's called, which is tzedakah. And here again, I heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, he was very, very clear in this issue that a person who gives charity anywhere, it's a mitzvah, it's a nice thing, it's a good thing. But if a person is zeicher to give tzedakah to the tzaddik, to Rabbeinu Zal, or to the things, to the people that are connected to Rabbeinu Zal, it's another level, completely other level. We should be zeicher. We should be zeicher that we shouldn't need. We should have everything we need for ourselves and our families. And we should be zeicher to be able to give full support to the Talmidei Chachamim, to those that do need, especially at this time. Any questions, please? Point mentioned in the chat regarding the left and right, a left-handed person, that a left-handed person, when they hold a Kiddush cup, hold it in their left hand, whereas when saying Havdalah, holding it in the right hand. Question in the chat. Rav Nelson Zal saying that the most important kavona in giving tzedakah is in order to get close to the tzaddikim. But isn't the most important thing to give tzedakah just because Hashem said so? It's not a contradiction. Both are true. We perform the entire Torah because Hashem said so. We mentioned that in Breslov there's a custom that when we recite the Ktoris, which is one of the holiest, if not the holiest, korban in the Beis Hamikdash, towards the end, we say, Veloma ein ma'ara, we say that if we would add honey to it, it would give an even better aroma. But why don't we? Veloma ein ma'arvin vadvash, mipnei shehatoira amra, because the Torah said not to. And we emphasize that regarding our whole connection with Hashem, that our whole connection to Hashem is based on emunah, complete faith. So even though it seems nice to us, it's a nice thing when a person who has more money helps a person who has less money. If Hashem would have said the opposite, if Hashem would have said the poorer one should be giving to the wealthy one, we would be doing that. So that's always an underlying thought in our whole connection with Hashem. However, here, money is an incredible, powerful thing. The Torah calls money avodah zarah, it's idols, it's the pursuit. The majority of the world revolves around and focuses around money. There's a pasuk hakesef yana hakol. Money resolves everything. Money is the response for everything. And therefore, when a person uses money, bigdusha, especially in this manner, Rav Nelson Zal is saying this is one of the things that can make a major difference in a person's connection to the tzaddik. A person who learns the svarim of the tzaddik, a person who goes to Uman, these are all important connections. But a person who puts their money where their mouth is, in a sense, a person when it comes to money, they realize, I want my money, I want my most important money to go to my Rebbe, to the tzaddik. That's a very, very powerful thing. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us a variety of psukim throughout Tehillim and places showing how our hands are playing an important role in Yiddishkeit. V'zeh b'chinas shitachti eilecho kapoi. Dovra Melech says, Hashem, I spread out my hands to you. B'chinas peirasti yodai eilecho. Another term, also, I spread out my hands to you, Hashem. Bechinas nisa levavenu el kapayim el keil bashamayim. And in Echad says, let us lift up our hearts into our hands to Hashem in heaven. And Rav Nosson Zal says, what's this really all about? Shemi shehu b'mokim shehu. A person, whatever place they find themselves in, whatever level they're on, when the person feels that they're in such a low place or they're so far from Hashem that they don't know how in the world do I start getting close to Hashem? How do I start connecting to Hashem? One of the things that could really help the person is lifting up their hands to Hashem. Bibchinas peirasti yodai. Shemare, what does that show? Shemare al oitzem hahishtoikikus elav yisborach b'chalois hanefesh. That shows that the person is yearning to Hashem to the point where they're going to pass out. That person wants to jump up, reach up to Hashem, kaviyochel. Ki al yidei shemeirim yodav l'Hashem yisborach. Because by the person lifting up their hands to Hashem, sheyesh bohem yemin u'smoil, where there's a right and a left, ayideze koilel hakoil b'yemin. By lifting it up to Hashem, he's merging together the left into the right. Alidei oitzem hishtoikikusoi b'chalois hanefesh. As a result of express, this being an expression of the deep, deep yearning and longing to Hashem, and this is a way that a person expresses that they're yearning for the ultimate goal, the ultimate purpose in life. to reach up to the highest place, Sheshom Koilo Yamina, where up there it's all right, there is no left. Sheze Iker Hatachlis, and that's the ultimate goal of every single Jew. Bibchinas, as it says at the end of Daniel, Visamoid Legoirocha Lekate Sayomin, that after, when the dead are brought back to life, after Moshiach comes, you will rise up to the right end, Lekate Sayomin, showing that that's the ultimate goal, is to go up to that highest place where it's completely right. And therefore, when a person desperately wants to connect to Hashem, wants to come close to Hashem, and they lift up their hands in that manner to Hashem, in expressing a deep yearning and longing to want to connect with Hashem, Rav Nosson Zal says, this gives the person the ability to connect to that right from wherever the person is at. Because all of a person's actions in this world, basically, are related to the hands. We refer to the hands as the action part of the body. Shehem klei ho'asiya. And when a person takes these hands, which usually are involved in all the physical materialistic activity, and the person lifts it up to Hashem, who koilel kol oilam huasiya, shehi bechinas yodayim, lamala lamala. By doing that, that person is taking the entire physical world, and which is represented by the hands, asiya, the clay asiya, and connecting it way, way above. Ki horotzain vahachuka baharomas anasiyas hayadayim, because the desire and the yearning that a person is expressing when they lift up their hands in that manner, hu ad ein soif, is infinite. It's a boundless yearning. V'alkein ayidei ze yizke loshuv el atachlis. And therefore, this can play an important role in helping the person return to their ultimate goal, to a deep, high-level connection to Hashem, Shehu Koilo Yamina, where up there, it's all right. There is no left.
Rav Nosson, when lifting their hands, does the right hand need to be a drippy drop higher than the left, or does it make a difference?
I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think so.
Thanks.
Yeah. A question in the chat, must the left absolutely always be subservient to the right? For example, we mentioned Eishes Chayil Ateres Bala, that there is a potential in the woman, who is the left usually, to go on above the right. There are cases like that. There are cases like that. Here again, the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Hasidus give us insights as to how this relates to everything, how this relates to everything. Paragraph of, V'alkein, Adas Koirach, Kishechotu Neged Moshe V'Aharon. And therefore, the Koirach and his community, when they rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, Shehem Bechinas Tzadikei Emes Shebechol Dor, who represent the true tzaddikim of every generation, Amru, what did they say? What did Dosan Vavdiram say? Loi na'ale, we are not going up. They meant going up Teretz Yisrael, but they said, Loi na'ale, we will not go up. Upirish Rashi, pihem hichshilam. Their mouth messed them up. The words that came out of their own mouths. Ki ein lohem el yirida. This showed that they were destined only to go down. Kirum v'sachas, because above and below, shehem shomayim v'oretz, which are heaven and earth, heim b'chinas yemin u'smol, they also represent the right and the left. K'moshekosov, as it says clearly in Yeshaya Novi, af yodi yosto eretz v'yemini tipcho shomayim. Hashem says, kaviocha, my left hand established the eretz, and my right established the heavens. וכל עבודה סודם באורץ הזויס הוא להגביה האורץ וכל אשר בו למעלה למעלה. And all of our efforts down here on earth are all about elevating everything to heaven, making it heavenly. Shezeo bechinas alias ha'olamos. This is the whole concept of the term in Sifrei Kabbalah of elevating the different worlds. Shenase alidei avoida sa'odam, which is accomplished through the mitzvahs and maisim toivim that we do down here below on earth. Kayadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Shezehu bechinas malas Moshe. And this is also how the Torah describes and defines the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekosuboy, it says about him in Mishlei, Mi Olo Shamayim, who is the person that went up to heaven even while he was alive? Mi Hakim Kol Af Seoretz, who is the person who elevated all corners of the earth? Shem Moshe Hoyoyochoy Lalois LaShamayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to actually go up to heaven from this world alive. To the point where he was able to lift up all corners of the world. He lifted up the Eretz to the Shamayim. He merged together the lower world with the higher world. That's the concept of merging the left into the right. Whereas Korach and his whole gang, his community, who wanted to strength, who wanted the left to be stronger than the right, the Levi to be stronger than the Kohen, Al Pein Omru Loi Na'ale, we're not going up. They refused to elevate the lower one, the Levi, to merge into the one above it, the Kohen. And this explains why their punishment matched their crime. They went down to the lowest parts of the earth. The earth swallowed them up. And they went down alive into the lowest parts of the earth. Because they refused to go up, and they refused to elevate Eretz to Shamayim, which is the concept of merging the left, the lower one, into the right, the upper one. Therefore, they went down like they wanted to. Now, Rav Nosson Zalaetz, V'al kein tikun koirach al yidei Shmuel horomosi sheyotza me'elkono, and therefore the Torah tells us the tikun for koirach was Shmuel Hanavi, who is called Shmuel horomosi from Ramah, who was a descendant of Elkono, who was a child of Elkono, shenemar boi v'olo ho'ishahu, whereby the Pasuk says that person went up, it says about Elkanah. V'chein, he went up to the Beis HaMikdash, I believe, there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash at that time, he went up to Yerushalayim, possibly. V'chein Shmuel nikro al shem Rama, k'moy shekosuv u'tshuvasoy haramasa. And so too regarding Shmuel Anavi, is named for Rama, as the Pasuk says, his direction was Rama. Ki Shmuel zocho lahalois me'eretz l'shamayim. Shmuel Anavi was zocho to elevate Eretz to Shamayim. Ki hoyo Levi shubchin asmoel. He was a Levi, which is associated with the left side. Ve'ovad avoidosei b'shlemus. And he performed all of his duties perfectly. Ad shenichlal bebechinas kulo yamin. To the point where he thereby merged into that highest level of the right side, which is all right. Shehu bechinas aliyah me'eretz l'shamayim. That's this concept of rising up from earth to heaven. V'alkein al yodo yistaknu adas koirach. And therefore, it's through Shmuel Hanavi that the community of Koirach will have its tikkun. Bebechinas Hashem meimis u'mechaye Moirid Sheol Vayoal, Sheomro Chana, Kishezoch so Shenoil at Shmuel. There's the Shira of Chana that she said, praising Hashem when she was Zoche to give birth to Shmuel Anovi. And in that Shira, she says, Hashem kills and brings back to life. He lowers people all the way down to Sheol, the lowest, lowest place, and lifts them up. And that was said when Shmuel Anovi was born. The Kamuva Mizeh, as is brought in the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. Harivches, V'alkein Nikreis B'Shem Truma, and now we understand also why the gift that we give to the Kohen is called Truma, V'chein Kol Ha'esrim V'arba Matanos Kahuna Nikroin B'Shem Truma. And so too, all of the 24 different types of gifts that we give to the Kohen are all under this umbrella term truma. As it says in the beginning, when the Torah is presenting all the different gift offerings to the Kohen, it says, Va'ani hine nosati l'cho es mishmeres trumoisai l'chol kodshei b'nei Yisrael. I have given to you, the Kohanim, the protection of the trumois, the offerings that the Jews will lift up, l'chol kodshei b'nei Yisrael, regarding all the holy things of the Jewish people. Hare shekora kol hamatonis b'shem truma. So we see that all the different gift offerings that are given to the Kohen, for example, when you shecht a korban, the shoik and the zroya, the forearm and the thigh is given to the Kohen, other things, they're all under this umbrella term truma. Ki kol hamatnois kohuna hem bechinas truma, because all of them are in the category of this word truma. Shaydeze merimim kol ha'olam lamala. The term truma is miloshen l'romem, to lift up, to elevate. Through the, by giving these gifts to the kohen, we elevate everything in this world above. Alide shenichlal smoil b'yamin, by merging the left into the right. By giving it to the Kohen, Shehu Bechinas Yemin, who is the right side. We'll just finish the next paragraph, which completes this halacha and this topic. V'alkein Shir Truma Echod Mechamishim, and this is why the basic amount that a person is supposed to give of their crops to the Kohen is 1 from 50 or 2 from 100. Because in chapter 45 in Likut Imran, where Rabbein Ezal also speaks about clapping the hands during davening, that when we clap hands, each hand is being merged into the other. The five fingers of the right hand are connecting to the left, who smiled the yamin and the left to the right. And Rabbi Nizal shows that by doing this, by five merging into five, that becomes five times five, which is 25. And by these five merging into those five, it's again five times five, which is 25. This activates the 50 gates of Bina. The alkane, Nesinas Hatruma, Shaidezen Echlom Haidaim Smoil Biamin, and therefore, when it comes to giving Truma, which we said is another example of the two hands merging together, Alkein Hi Echot Mechamishin. This explains why it's 1 from 50. We're activating that 50. Veze Bechinas Meiser, and now we understand also why it's a 10, what we're giving to the Levi Meiser 10%. Keneged eser etzboi shebishtei adayin, corresponding to the 10 fingers of the two hands, shekeneged ze hein eser mitzvois bapas. And corresponding to that, we have the 10 different mitzvois that the Gemara tells us we fulfill with bread. Kamufa, as is brought, the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch Narachayim, Simen Kuf Samazayin, mentions those 10 mitzvois, which are mentioned in the Yerushalmi. This is also when we eat bread, it's important to hold the bread with all 10 fingers when we're making the mitzi. And in the bracha of Hamaitzi, there are 10 words. There are many, many things associated with that number 10 related to bread. Baruch Hashem. Any questions, please? With this, we complete Hilchos Trumos Umaisrois. And now the next topic is a new topic called Reishis Hagez, that when a person has sheep and these sheep have wool, the first offering of the wool is one of these 24 gifts that's given to the Kohen. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. We should be zeche to be nichlal in the tzadikim amitim, and thereby be nichlal in that right side, that Hashem should deal with us with kulei chesed, kulei rachmen, be zeche to see the complete and final geula with the coming of Moshiach, be binyan beis hamikdash, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.